It's pretty cold out there, and there's talk of snow. Joanna Donnelly's at Met Erin.
It is pretty cold out there, but the talk of snow is, once again, only for the tops of the hills and mountains. It'll be a cold and frosty morning, but once the sun gets going, that frost will clear and the temperatures will rise quickly. But they won't rise very far, only up to about 5 to 9 degrees. The lower temperatures are in the north of the country today. Good sunshine, though. There will be some scattered showers around. Again, some of those maybe of hail and sleet and, as we said, the possibility of the snow, mostly on the hills and mountains. There's a fresh northerly wind, though, so that's really going to make it feel that much extra cold. And it'll be cold and clear tonight. Last night down to -3, tonight down to -3 once again, so another widespread frost. But most of the country will be dry with long clear spells. That's what allows the frost, of course. Then tomorrow, a good sunny start once again, but cloud will increase during the day. We've got some outbreaks of rain coming tomorrow night. Not a huge amount in it. It is running into high pressure, but still leading to a couple of mils across the northern half of the country. Temperatures tomorrow, once again, about 5 to 9 degrees, and the winds will be a little lighter tomorrow, light to moderate northerly winds. The colder weather is staying with us, but the temperatures will slowly inch up as the days go by. Still a rather cloudy day for Saturday. Few showers around, but not many. Once again, temperatures reaching the heady heights of 10 degrees, but the winds are mostly light once again. And then Sunday, mostly dry once again. There'll be isolated showers, temperatures up to 11 degrees on Sunday and up to maybe 12 or 13 degrees on Monday. So they're inching slowly up, but the winds stay light to moderate, northerly in direction, and there'll be plenty of sunshine for most of the country. That's it from me. Good morning.